Hello, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Sir Linda?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I can't complain at all. I woke up today, so
Me too. Thank
same.
you.
I just want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. Have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
No.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with NEC?
Yes, my baby. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
I was.
You were?
Yeah,
You yourself, you
it
were?
happened. Yes.
Wow. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
I was, my baby, she got it.
Okay, you gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask
She
you
was the one that was sick.
how many weeks pregnant were you when you gave birth?
I was like 3 months. I mean, 3 months pregnant, 7 months, sorry. I get it wet because she was 3 pounds. So I was 7 months pregnant, about 31, 32 weeks pregnant.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And when is her date of birth?
August 8, 2007.
When was she diagnosed with the NEC?
I think she was about 14 or 15 days.
Gotcha. So August around maybe like the 22nd.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And from that point of her being born and her being diagnosed, did she ever leave the hospital?
No.
No, she never left the
She left
hospital.
the house. Well, not while she had it. She had to stay a little bit longer. She stayed till October. She was in the hospital till October.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because
And
she
was
was
she,
on, yeah, she was only 3 pounds,
so they kept her
six
in the,
ounces, 3 pounds, 6 ounces.
did they
Yeah.
keep her in the NICU?
Excuse me?
Did they keep her in the NICU, the NICU?
Yes.
They did. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, was she fed Enfamil male or Similac while she was in the hospital?
She was still Similac. It was like some NeoSure stuff. Yeah.
Similac, you sure?
Similac NeoSure. Yeah.
Okay. And now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to NEC?
Absolutely.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
I would. Yes. I mean, she went through a lot, at that time. I didn't even know it was a lawsuit at first, so.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah, it's a very big thing
Yeah.
right now. Your daughter, does she have any ongoing issues, ongoing intestinal issues, ongoing bowel conditions, scarring in the intestines, or?
She was born preemie, so she still has some stomach issues. I wouldn't say that. I don't know if that's the, I don't know, but she does have stomach issues every now and then, and she have stomach issues, and her stomach is kind of sensitive. That's what I'm gonna say.
Okay.
She has a sensitive stomach. Yeah.
Do you know she has any scarring in the intestines from any surgeries?
I don't, nah, I don't see anything. Well, she's like 17 now. She don't let me look around. But no, I haven't seen any scars. I mean, it might be a little bitty scar down there, but I haven't seen it since she was,
Gotcha.
like, yeah, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Gotcha. But she does have some, she does have some bowel conditions right now.
I would say yeah, but I would say more like upset stomach, easy, like that. So, I kind of, yeah, she's very sensitive about what she eats and stuff. But she's okay. I mean, she's kind of okay now, but
Gotcha.
She's always had stomach issues since she was a baby, though.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay? I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Alrighty, so Linda, I am back. And then let me ask you, do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis?
I do not. But you guys can look them up or call, you know, call the doctors. I don't have the records right. Actually, right now I'm in Texas.
Gotcha.
And yeah, so I don't have access to the records at this time.
Okay. And was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to eating the formula, or was it after eating the formula?
It was after.
After. And what hospital diagnosed her?
After. St. Francis.
St. Francis. Is that in Texas?
No. That's in California. I'm visiting a friend that had, you know, a medical emergency. So I'm in Texas right now. Yeah, and she's in California.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is that the St. Francis in Linwood?
Yeah.
The 3630 East Imperial Highway?
I don't know the address, but I know it's in Linwood.
Okay.
I can look it up.
Okay, could you, just because there might be, you know, a little bit more, but I think it might be this one. If it's in Linwood, this might be the only one in Linwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only one I know in Linwood.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it might actually be the only one. Okay. That should be fine. I don't think there's any other ones. Yeah. Alrighty. And now you are her mother, correct?
Correct.
And your daughter, she is still with us, correct?
Yes.
And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said her date of birth, 8/7/2007?
8/8.
8/8/2007. Thank you. And then you do have the birth certificate, everything like that, correct?
I do.
Yep. All right. And do you know of any other family and friends who are also fed the formula?
No, I don't know nobody that that experienced what I went through at that time. No.
Okay. And then could you go ahead and spell out your daughter's name for me?
It's capital C A T H E R I N E, last name Burns, B as in boy, U R N S.
And then that was a C A PH or TH?
Yes. T is in Tom, H is in Harry.
Okay. E R I N E.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And then can I go ahead and get her social as well?
Well, I can give you the last four.
That's fine.
2392.
And then, Sir Linda, you spell your name C E R L I N D A.
That's my name, yes.
Perfect. And then your last name, Burns, as well, B-U-R-N-S.
Correct.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female. My gender?
Sorry.
Okay, I'm a female.
Thank you. Just something I gotta ask. Could I go ahead
I
and
know, I know.
get you could I get your date of birth as well?
May 18th, 1961.
1961. And the last four of your social.
9980.
And then your email address, first name underscore your last name at yahoo.com.
That would be me.
Perfect, perfect. And then can I go ahead and get your property address?
15528 Orange, Orange Avenue. That's apartment number 6. It's in Paramount, California, 90723.
Thank you. And then you do have the documents to show that you're the power of attorney, right? Like the birth certificate, stuff like that.
Oh, I have my daughter's birth certificate. I don't
Okay.
have a power of attorney on my daughter,
Gotcha.
though. No.
Gotcha. But
Yeah, I just got a birth certificate. That's all.
you have like the things to show that you can legally sign on behalf of your daughter.
I
At the
mean,
moment, yeah.
oh, well, yeah, she's my
Okay.
daughter, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And now during the pregnancy, were there any issues such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV?
No.
No. Okay. And now your daughter, she was born in California, and she was premature. When was she diagnosed, or when was she admitted, excuse me, into the NICU?
When did they admit me in the hospital? About the first, when I start, when did I go into labor?
No. So when was she admitted into the NICU?
Immediate, well, she was admitted immediately because she was a preemie.
Gotcha. Okay. So right at birth.
Yeah.
And then you said you guys left the hospital in October. Is that when she was discharged from the NICU?
No, you know, she went through the process. She got sick, she had surgery, and then at the then in October, around 2 months later, the discharge. Yeah, it was like the first or second week of October that she was released from the hospital.
Gotcha. Okay.
So she was in the hospital like 2 months. First, she was a preemie, and then they had to do the surgery. You know what I mean? So it just kind of went bad, but then it got better though, because I
That's good.
was there. You know what I mean? So
All right.
you know, it got better, but she wasn't released until like October to, yeah, some the about the second week in October, I would think.
Gotcha. Oh,
yeah
okay. And
yeah second week in October.
when did they start using the baby formula? Was that when she was diagnosed or admitted into the NICU or when she was born?
Yeah, they started using it when she was born at, I think, yeah, and then about 2 weeks in, she started getting sick.
Is that when they stopped it?
Well, yeah, they had to stop this. She had something called necronizing enterocolitis, something, you know, like the NEC. She
That's the
had that,
NEC. Yep.
and then, you know, yeah, she started having the, you know, bloody stool and vomiting. Oh my God, I don't even want to talk
Nope.
about it.
No worries. No worries.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Gotcha. So it was only a couple of weeks from her actually drinking the formula, to her showing symptoms and actually them stopping it. Okay. And now you said she had some bloody stools. Did she have green vomit? She also had green vomit.
Green vomit. She was having breathing issues, you know, and it was touch and go for a minute. She was already like, you know, big as a doll. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Did she ever
That's
have
not
any
funny, but it was just
Nah, right. Did she ever have any assisted ventilation?
What?
Did she have any assistance breathing, any like breathing tubes or anything like that?
Yeah, I think, well, yeah, she had some. I don't know if it was because of that or if it was because she was a preemie, but yeah,
She did.
she was on some breathing stuff that, yeah, 'cause she was pretty small. So, she was on some breathing, she had assisted breathing, and then yeah, she had breathing issues, yeah. But they seemed to get worse after she got, you know what I mean, after they started giving her that formula.
That stuff, right? Okay.
Yeah.
When was the last time she was treated for anything NEC related?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, after that, the 2 months, she got her weight up to be released, and I took her to a regular doctor. He did, he did the. I took her back to the hospital so they could check and make sure she was okay. And after that, I just did what a normal mom would do. They did some tests, you know, and they did. I did what a normal mom would do, you know. I just. Everything was normal, kind of normal then, because it was like 2 months in. So she was like, had got her weight up and she was released. And while she was in the hospital, they did the monitoring mostly for the surgery that she had, though. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And so that was sometime in June then,
In June.
when she had the treatment.
Nothing. The treatment was in August.
All right.
She was born like August the 8th, and then she was
So
about 2 weeks in, she got sick.
they immediately did the treatment in August.
No, she was on the formula like 2 weeks. That's when she got sick.
Right, and so
Her.
they did the treatment that was later on, right?
The treatment was after she had the surgery.
When was that
They
surgery?
stopped feeding her that stuff.
When was that
They
surgery
stopped
date?
feeding her. The surgery was at the end of August, the third week in August. Like, okay, so she got sick. Then she was on the formula like 2 weeks or something, right? And then she was getting sick. They stopped feeding her that stuff. They put them on her on some vitamin therapy and some. They gave her extra oxygen because she wasn't breathing good. And then they did the surgery.
Do you remember the doctor who treated her?
Yes, I do.
See, who was the doctor that treated her?
Dr. Florentine.
Quarantine. Is that Foretine?
Florentino. Oh, doc. Yeah, Dr. Florentine. I think it's an E or O on the end. It could be Florentine or Florentino, something like that. Yeah, Dr. Florentine. Yeah.
Gotcha. And Andrew Florentino? I think I just found him.
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was Florentine, but yeah, I knew it was an E on the O or an
One of
O on the
the
end. Yeah.
All righty. Well, we're just about done here. Now, I do just request an emergency contact. God forbid something, were to happen to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who do you want to put down as the emergency contact?
My husband.
Okay. And his phone number?
562-388-0921.
Okay. And his name?
Curtis Burns.
Curtis.
Burtis.
Perfect. Curtis Burns. All righty. Give me one moment here, Celinda. I am going to get the documents all loaded up here for you. I do just want to verify some information, make sure everything is accurate before I send this over. All right.
Can I ask a couple of questions?
Absolutely.
So you said this lawsuit has been going on for a while now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
How does it work? Is this like a class action lawsuit or?
Yeah, great question. So it's not. I guess you can kind of think of it as a class action lawsuit in the sense that there's a company, right, that had a product. It was a bad product, and people got hurt. Now it's called.
Yeah.
Now it's a mass tort in the sense of. It's on a bigger scale than a class action lawsuit. So a class action lawsuit, right, you might get, you know, $100 maybe, something like that. On a mass tort, it's a bigger scale. We're talking about thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's actually on a way bigger scale. And now in that sense, it does take a little bit longer, right, for everything to kind of, play out. Because we're not really, it's not like a boom, boom, boom. Okay, here's your, $10. We're really attacking, the manufacturers, who are really doing this stuff. So it's really big.
Yeah.
And then think about it as well. You're going to have one lawyer kind of just working on your case, right? As to where a class action lawsuit, you're going to have one lawyer working with, 10 to 15 people. Doing the same thing.
Okay.
Right? So it is a little different, but you can think of it as a class action in the sense that, we're taking legal action against, the Similec and Infamil company taking action against them, right? So that's kind of where everything, how this would work.
Okay. I heard a talk before. I think I read like a John Grisham book. I heard it part before. I heard of that before. Oh, okay. Because, I was just thinking about my baby and, something like this might, help her in college or something if it ever paid off or anything. So
right, right. Definitely not.
I just wanted to try and see what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. This is definitely, a lot more money. And I would actually recommend, looking up, the average payout that, some people are getting.
Yeah. I was going to look it up. I just was like, I didn't know, what kind of scale it was on or anything. I just thought, let me fill this out and see what happened,
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah. She did struggle with that. Yeah. Okay. You want me to wait for the paperwork?
Yes. Give me one moment. I will be right back on the line with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Hey, Sir Linda, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, so let me go ahead and just verify this information one last time. I do just want to make sure everything is correct, all the dates and everything like that. So
okay.
I do have, oh, where did it go? All right, so you were about 31 weeks pregnant when you gave birth. Your daughter was 3.6 pounds. Her date,
yes,
of birth, her date of birth is 8/7/2007, or 8/8, excuse me, 8/8/2007.
Yes,
8/8. And then she was diagnosed 8/22/2007.
Okay.
Did that all sound correct to
yes.
you there? Okay.
Yeah, it was about 15 days. Yeah, 8/22.
And then just to be clear, you said you were 7 months pregnant, right? Do you think
yeah.
it could have been about 28 to 30 weeks, or do you think it was more 31 weeks?
I think I was more in the 28 to 30 weeks right there at the beginning
Sweet.
Of August. Yeah.
Okay.
So I probably was about 30 to 31 weeks.
Do you
versus,
think? Because just because I do have 31. I have 31 weeks here. What do you think would be the
yeah.
most accurate? 28, 29, 30, 30, or would it be 31, 30?
I think it's 31, to be honest, but it could have been 30. You know what I mean? I was 7 months. That's
gotcha,
I was 7 months
okay.
pregnant. I didn't never really count by weeks, but if you're asking me, I think it was 31.
31? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. And now you spell your daughter's name Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name Burns, B-U-R-N-S. Last four of her social, 2392. Then you spell your name C-E-R-L-I-N-D-A. Last name Burns, B-U-R-N-S. And then your date of birth is 5/18/61. Last four of your social, 9980. Your email address is sirlinda_burns@yahoo.com, phone number 562-833-1545, and then your property address, 15528 Orange Avenue, apartment 6, Paramount, California, 90723. And then she was admitted into the NICU 8/7/2007, diagnosed 10/14/2007. They started using the baby formula 8/7.
Diagnosed. You said she was diagnosed 10/14.
Oh, I meant discharged. Discharged 10/14/2007.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then they started using the baby formula 8/7/2007. They stopped roughly 8/21/2007. 8/8. I don't know why I keep saying 8/7. 8/8/2007. Then they stopped roughly 2 weeks or so after 8/21/2007, around the same time she was actually diagnosed. And then she was seen by Dr. Florentino. That's at the St. Francis Medical Center, and that's at the 3630 East Imperial Highway in Linwood, California, 90262. And then we have your husband, Curtis, here, 562-388-0921. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, it does.
All righty. Let me send you over a text here. That way you have my direct line. It says Harold King. Save me in your phone. Okay.
What's your name again?
My name is Harold King.
Harold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Harold, let me get that.
And then I'm going to get these documents drafted up. For some reason, I'm actually having some technical issues getting everything drafted up right now. So I'm going to get this drafted up, and then I will give you a call back. I would say probably in about an hour, just because I'm already late for my lunch right now as well. So they're going to make me take it.
Okay.
I'm going to get this drafted up before I go on lunch. I'm going to send it out to you, and then I'll send you a text once it's actually available for you to go over and sign and everything. And so how this process is going to work is once you get the document signed, I can get them sent over to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at it, make sure everything fits their criteria. And then at that moment, once, you know, everything, you know, works out, they'll give you a call. Now, that call could be within, you know, 3 days, a week, or it could be as, you know, far out as two weeks. Typically, they'll call you within the first 3 days, though. But with today being Friday, they probably won't call till about Wednesday or so. So, you know, you don't have to worry about that for, you know, until Monday. And then I'm going to send you their number as well. And you're working with Pulaski Law Group. They're based out of Texas. Pulaski Law Group. And then I'll send that to you.
Yes, I'm in Texas right now.
Yep. Okay. They're out of Texas. Okay. Yep. So they're out of Texas. And so they're going to call you from a 909 number. I'm going to send you that information and everything like that once I can get everything drafted up for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate this. I really, really do.
No problem.
Thank you so much for helping me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All righty, so
I'll wait to hear from you then.
Yeah, just wait to hear from me. And then that 949 number I sent you a text of, or I sent you a text from, is my direct line. So you can go ahead and, you know, that's me. So whenever you see that number, you know it's me, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I'll put your name in too.
Perfect. I appreciate that so much, Linda. Do you have any more questions or anything for me?
No, I'll just wait, you know, and wait for, you didn't send the phone number to the law group, but I'll just wait to hear from you by email or something.
I'll text you and I'll call you. I'm gonna text and call you from that 949 number, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll wait for your call.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good lunch.
You as well. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You have a blessed one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.